This is Thursday, September the 8th, worship led by the Student Council, President Jonathan Idson presiding.
He's the wind I soar on. He's the grass I run through. He's the one I turn to when I have to laugh or cry. He's the light of my world. He's my priceless pearl. He's my answer to why. He's my friend even after I die. He's the sun I sing in. He's the sea I swim in. He's the mountain I climb. when I want to reach a new high. Jesus, my Lord. Of all the things he said to me, the best was, truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and love is the proof. For you shall know the truth, and love is the proof that the truth shall make you free. And the truth shall make you free. For you shall know the truth, and love is the proof that the truth shall make you free. Let's pray. Lord, we are called into your presence to worship you. Bless us, please, mighty God, that we may hear your words of wisdom and truth. In your name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the Student Council Chapel. And on the reverse of your program, you'll note that the names of each Student Council elected person is listed. We are elected by the student body each spring semester, and we seek to represent each of you. I was asked to announce to you that a fund is being set up for a Bangladesh relief offering. I talked with Dr. Wiles this morning and with Dr. Miller a little bit, and Dr. Drummond as well, and each of these is enthusiastically supporting this project. The fund is going to be set up through the business office, so you may wish to contribute yourself, or you may wish to ask church members of the churches you attend to contribute to this fund. The hymn that we're going to open up with is to the tune of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and it's listed in your program.
Truth. What is truth? That is a question that has plagued humanity for centuries. In our age of technology, truth is often associated with the correctness of an observation of the facts of the matter or the carefully calculated hypothesis. This diluted and limited concept of truth might be sufficient to satisfy scientific research, but it cannot appease the longing of the humanity for truth. The Gospel of John records Christ's exhortation that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth that is spoken of here, the truth that we all search for, is not a general knowledge of some kind, no matter how academic. It is the content and significance of God's revelation, which was most fully shown to us in Christ Jesus. To know the truth is to trust and embrace the revelation. This revelation, this truth, gives the freedom to be what God intends humanity to be. Therefore, it involves liberation from all oppressive powers. This is God's redemptive revelation, offering freedom from all that prevents wholeness and completeness of all of God's creation. So why does truth still seem so elusive? Does God really want to give us a concrete, understandable presentation of revelation, formulated in clear and well-defined phrases? Or does God not simply rather want to summon us with God's revelation and to relate to us personally by it? Although this great question of truth tugs at our hearts with a force that won't be satisfied by easy answers, we still seem to long for the comfort of the absolutes, the black and white answers that leave no room for ambiguity. James McClendon states that In matters of great import, the human heart yearns ceaselessly for secure truth, and it is easy for us to believe that unchallenged beliefs are self-evident truths. A little reflection, however, will show that this is not so. In fact, we very often have believed without doubt or contradiction what turn out to be mere falsehoods. No matter how open-minded we think we are, or how unafraid of the gray areas, or not having all the answers, I think there's still a part of each of us that wishes for the seeming security of the quote-unquote answers. I'm deeply indebted to those like the faculty and chaplain here at Southeastern who have encouraged me to seek the truth, to wrestle with the tough questions, and not accept the pat easy answers. They have shown me that there is much to be gained by risking the security of an unchallenged belief as I seek a greater revelation of God. Pilate, too, asked, "What is truth?" It seems the response he got from Jesus was silence. Buechner, in his book, Telling the Truth, takes an interesting look at this scene where Pilate voices this ageless question. Pilate asks because in a world of many truths and half-truths, he is hungry for truth itself, or if not that, at least the truth that there is no truth. Each of us is Pilate in our asking after truth. We too would do well to hear some silence in the response. This is not an ordinary silence, though, for it makes itself heard if we listen to it. You see, truth cannot be stated. Truth simply is, and is what is, the good with the bad, the joy with despair, the presence and absence of God, the swollen eye, the stories of history, the bird pecking the cobbles for crumbs. Life is truth, the life of the world, your own life, and the life inside the world you are. Because the revelation of God is in all these things, and all of these can show us more of God. And it is in these things, and things such as these, that we experience truth. Jesus stands there before Pilate in silence, and lets his silence say that truth is what words can't tell, but only tell about, what images can only point to. Truth is something that comes to each of us in unique ways, in many forms. We each approach our search for truth in our own way, and truth is revealed to us in our own way. As much as we might try to express truth in a human absolute, God's revelation cannot and will not be pinned down or put in a box. For truth itself is something that cannot be finally understood, but rather something that can only be experienced. The movie Yentl tells the story of a woman on her search for truth. She discovers that nothing can keep her from her quest, not the barriers of her sex, of her culture, or even the fears and uncertainties that lie within her own mind. The movie closes with a song that contains the lines, "No matter where I go, there'll be memories that tug at my sleeve, but there will also be more to question and more to believe." As we go on in our search for truth, it seems the more questions we ask, the more questions we find. At first glance, this seems discouraging and frustrating. There is comfort, though, in more questions, because when we find more questions, we also find that we can believe in a God who is much bigger than previously imagined.
Thy truth is great, O Lord.
Even as the sea.
It has power like the sea.
Depth like the sea.
It is constant like the sea.
It has rest and labor in it.
Peace and power
as the night.
Even as the night.
Even as the day.
Thy truth is great, O Lord.
It makes the soul to shine.
When mortal night befalls us,
it fills the darkness with many stars for the love of us.
And guidance in hidden paths.
Guidance.
In the hidden paths.
In the beauty of its holiness, we shall leap for joy.
As one who finds his dreams but a shadow of what is true.
By it
we shall know our hearts to be too small for the glory of it.
And this shall be a new sorrow.
Like unto a cross carried invisibly.
The word of the Lord is right, and his works are done in truth.
Christ is the true light, which lights everyone who comes into the world.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
Thy truth is great, O Lord.
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 Great and deep.
Yet it laveth the shores of everyone continually.
Continually.
O God, we praise thy name.
Thy name we praise, O God.
Amen. Amen.
Will you pray with us, please? Almighty and eternal God, on this day, we praise you for those persons you have called to serve you as faculty on this campus. We pray, Father, that you will continue to anoint these chosen ones with your wisdom in their never-ending search for truth. May this faculty be able to continue to teach with the integrity and freedom of conscience you have so graciously allowed us to have as part of your creation. We pray for strength and assurance for each one of them in these days. Guide them in their decision-making. Enable each of them to feel your mighty presence with them as they seek to educate their students. We thank you for the opportunity we as students have been granted to learn under their guidance and leadership. We thank you for these dedicated and outstanding professors.
Dear God, our Lord, and our Creator, we thank you for the high privilege you have given each of us to study and to show ourselves approved. You indeed have given us a wonderful and quite capable staff and faculty to lead us and instruct us into that truth so that we might lead others into thy paths. Dear Lord, we pray that you will bring about your precious healing and comfort to our staff and faculty in these trying days, as we also pray that you will give our new leaders, President Drummond and Dr. Worrell, wisdom and understanding as they lead our seminary. May your faculty and staff that you've given us continue to lead us into the search for that truth.
Father God, we stand before you this morning as students. We stand with so much in common. Lord God, you know the troubles that we face, the pressures, and how often they seem too great to bear. Lord, give us the strength to look to you in those times when we feel ready to give up, those times that we feel the distractions from your ministry are too much and are too great, that the financial burden is more than we can bear. Give us the strength to look to you and to trust. Lord, as students, we seek the truth. We seek the truth as it comes from you, Lord. Show us that truth. Show us wisdom, Lord. Wisdom that is from above, wisdom that is first pure and peaceable and gentle and open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. Lord, that's for what we seek. Lord, give us the vision to see your ways, the strength to follow your paths, the courage to believe that every good and perfect gift comes from thy hand. And as students, Lord, in this community, give us the faith to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, and our neighbors, our fellow students, our faculty, our staff, and our administration. Give us the faith, O Lord, to love them as ourselves. For it's indeed in your Son's holy name that we pray. Amen.
We will now light candles, symbolic of our sharing of truth and love. And we encourage you to share truth on campus with your fellow students. And we also encourage you to share truth with us today at 5 o'clock in our student council meeting.
As we extinguish our candles together, remember that it is not the physical light that offers us truth, but it is the inner light of Jesus Christ who lives within us that is able to reach not only ourselves, but the world to whom we are called to serve. Please stand with me, if you will, and read responsibly our benediction. Go now from this place, continuing in your search for truth. We go into the world not as those who have all the answers, but with the courage to seek and discover, sharing the truth that we find in Christ. Amen. Thank you.